we have won it four times, and this is the fourth time we've come second. So in the last 8 years, we've been number one or two. So the most exciting thing is that people haven't got bored with us, and that we're still, you know, we're still up there, because that's, that's a hell of an achievement to sustain this for 8 years. So yes, it was the best result we could have possibly hoped for.
And what's different about The Sportsman? Why has it been in this list so many times? And like you say, over 8 years, it's been up there.
I think there's a few things. I think one is that I've got me and the team of people that I work with. We've got Dan, who's my head chef, who's worked with me for 20 years. We've got Shelley, Emma, Grace, who run the front of house brilliantly. I've got really great chefs who cooked at the awards last night, yesterday. And that's one thing. So a great team of people, consistency of staff over the years. And I think most important maybe is the fact that this is my only place. Me and my brother Phil, we don't have a chain of restaurants or pubs or something. You know, this is the place that we pour all our effort and our ideas and our love into. And we're not trying to make a chain or make a big, you know, make a big buck or anything like that. We just pour it all into this one business. And I think people appreciate that.
And do you think that makes a difference, especially for local people? Obviously, here in Kent, you hear a lot of people talking about going to The Sportsman for perhaps a special occasion. Do you think people are more inclined to go there because it isn't one of these big chains?
I think so. I think that, I mean, this is my personal opinion. I mean, some people like the safety of a big chain. You know, that's why McDonald's does so well, is because people recognise that you will get what you expect. The Sportsman, obviously we're trying to do something individual and unique, and we try to avoid all the kinds of signs of kind of corporate, you know, ness creeping in. So it's very individual. Some people dislike that. I should say that some people don't like individual, places with character. They prefer the blandness of a corporate place, and that's fine. That's why there's a market of multiple different pubs and restaurants and things like that. So there's something for everybody. But we're very keen on being, individual and attention to detail, very high standards. And if, as seems to be the case, people like that, then great.